Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? Ew, seriously. They squeeze the grease out of the wool and process it with chemicals, and then you eat it. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I got rid of products I didn't want anywhere near my body. I found that many multivitamins contain high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and even lacked some of the nutrients we actually needed. So what did I do? At 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. Ritual's products are made traceable, meaning we share the science and sourcing for every single ingredient. For example, our vegan vitamin D3 comes from sustainably harvested lichen in Nottingham, England, not sheep. We trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. See for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Future superhuman. Is that possible? Can we change our current DNA into a more highly advanced species to turn into a transhuman generation? Well, today we have the one and only Caroline Corey in the studio with us to talk about her latest documentary, The Future Superhuman. She will share the scientific experiments she has researched and conducted that demonstrate the connection and interaction between the human consciousness and the physical world. How is that possible? Today we're going to find out. I'm Tony Sweet with Truth Be Told. Guess what? We have a brand new Truth Be Told member of the family. We welcome the host of Truth Transformation, Bonnie Burkett, joining us as my today's co-host. So, everybody, welcome to the Truth Be Told Studios, the one and only Caroline Corey. Yay!
I love this, all these sound effects. Thanks, Tony. Hey, Bonnie.
We are, well, first of all, thank you for doing this. We've, you know, this is already underway with all the conferences are going on, and I know you've been busy. Now that some of them are over, now you can kind of relax a little bit. Yeah, right.
There's always something crazy, you know, that you have to deal with. So,
well, you know, one thing with Bonnie and I, and by the way, Bonnie, welcome to Truth Be Told family. I'm
Thank
excited.
Thank you, Tony. And I was very excited to hear that we'd be speaking to Caroline today for our first show.
Right. And having Bonnie here is going to be great because her show, Truth Transformation, is going to be similar to what we're talking about today. And I think it's always important that as we're moving forward into, you know, the next generations, you know, we're seeing how generations change constantly, you know, the way we look at life, the way we look at the universe, the way we look at ourselves. And the documentary you put together, The Superhuman, is kind of what I feel that we're heading to as a human species. I mean, maybe our generation won't be there, but I think we're trying there, at least trying to get a little taste of it, trying to get a little buffet of it. But so can you tell us, Caroline, that how did you create this documentary, and what was the reason? I mean, because we always have a reason for what we create.
Yeah, so for me, everything started when I was very, very young. When I was 5 years old, I realized that I could see subtle energy. I could hear people's thoughts. You know, I could see what was wrong with someone, what was going to happen the next day. So it just kind of came organically. I thought, oh, well, that's how your you are, you know, of course I'm 5 years old. So I thought all the kids did the same thing.
I didn't think,
yeah, I didn't think I was anything special at all. And so I didn't talk about it, but I continued to kind of explore that whole idea that we can tap, we are tapping into other beings, other realities all the time. But as I grew up, I realized, okay, well, no, not everybody's doing this. So I wanted to understand how I was doing it. Like, what was the mechanism that was in place to allow you to tap into information nobody told you about beforehand and stuff like that. So of course, that was all the study of consciousness. It's, you know, I wanted to understand the science of it, the mechanics of it. And so I developed different methodologies for meditation, for energy medicine, and of course, working with hundreds of people, training hundreds of people, you get validation. You know, right. You get validation, validation after validation. You see something, it does happen the next day. You know, you heal something, it does show on the, you know, on the blood test or whatever the next day. So you get validation after validation. You start to be not just convinced, I mean, it's very encouraged. At one point, it was like, wait, this is real. People need to know how this works because it's actually simpler than we think. And so that is the reason why I said we need to not just talk to the people who are open to the idea. We need to put this out in the mainstream. And so because of that, I wanted to make the film, you know, superhuman and include scientists because, mm-hmm. as you know, the mainstream is very skeptical.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so that's how this whole film came about. I said, I have to have scientists, credible evidence, measurable things on camera, live. And that's what I did.
So what do you think about that, Miss Bonnie?
Well, I can't wait to watch it for once. So can we just let everybody know real quickly where to see this film?
Yes, please.
It's a little bit everywhere. It's on Amazon. It's coming up on Pluto TV and Tubi. But they can just go to the website. It's the best way, superhumanfilm.com. And then they will see all the platforms listed there.
So, like you said, that was one of my questions of putting it into the mainstream, because that's where you get most of your skeptics and that's where you get, you know, your feedback. And sometimes it's pretty harsh. And why do you think... because most of us in this room and on Zoom at the moment, and even listening to the show, have that open mind to accept what the universe has to offer, meaning there's so much stuff we don't understand yet, but we're opening and willing to receive that information. Why do you feel a lot of human beings are so stuck? I don't want to say woke, because there's, you know, they're woke. That could be a whole different story. But why do you feel so many people are stuck in their beliefs and not open to something where our consciousness, the DNA, the superhumans, you know, extraterrestrials, all these things that are probably our history and our future?
Programming. One word. We are programmed. Since we're children, we are told, don't talk to invisible things. There's nobody there.
Right.
If you're a boy, you know, don't cry like a little girl. What does that mean?
Right.
You know, you start to kind of go against your natural abilities to express yourself the way you want to express yourself, you know, to tap into things that may or may not be there. So the programming that comes from, and it's not to, you know, point any fingers on the parents. They didn't know any better. They had the same problem as well from their parents. So, you know, from the educational system to the parents, to the politics, at the end of the day, you are so convinced that if you have a problem, you look outside yourself for a solution. If you have a headache, you don't try to, you know, speak to your headache.
Right.
You take a pill. You go, Mom, can I have an aspirin or something like that? And so generation after generation after generation, you end up with this society that is so confused about solutions. And so the programming is that you cannot self-sustain. You need a system outside of you to heal you, to educate you. And that is the problem. And so now, after all these years, when you come with different solutions, everybody looks at you like, what is this woo-woo stuff? You know, I'm not going there. Right. You know, that's the problem.
So how do we change the verbiage around the woo-woo, basically, and make that, and I mean, let's face it, everybody is absolutely mainstream. There's much more mainstream conversation about meditation and mindfulness. And so, Caroline, can you diffuse anything that seems weird and maybe give us some specific techniques that you feel are good even for the intro practitioner?
Yeah, so we changed woo-woo into wow-wow. You know, that's what I actually tried to do with the film is, you know, we've been hearing about, like you were saying, meditation is good for your health, you know, brings your stress level down, your blood pressure, whatever. So even doctors are telling us, you know, yoga and meditation helps with this and that. But, you know, it's still been talk. Like, it's been kind of, you know, we hear it, we understand it as a concept. And so that's the reason why when I made the film, I didn't want to just talk about it as a concept. I wanted to demonstrate that this is real. And so that, in fact, that's exactly what happened when the crew was watching us filming. The reaction was exactly what I wanted, which is, wait, did you just move this object with your intention? And, you know, and then they'd be like, can I try it? I want to try it. And that's exactly what I'm hoping would happen, Bonnie, is that when people watch this film, something would click, that you would stop gravitating towards the old paradigm solution and just give it a try. They saw me on camera do work with pH, change the pH in water. Everybody knows that an acidic environment is usually attracts viruses and bacteria, mm-hmm. and things like that. And so an alkaline environment is healthier. And so on camera, we were able to demonstrate how you can bring the pH of water up or down through intention. In fact, I'm not the first one who did this experiment. William Tiller did a brilliant experiment. I think he wrote a paper actually on it. And so to demonstrate that your intention can, in fact, alter the pH of water. And so if you can do that on a glass of water outside yourself, you can do it in your body. You're 70-80% water. And so you start to kind of looking at these examples, looking at these demonstrations, and get inspired to try it yourself. So that's kind of, speaking of tools, I mean, that's kind of what I'm hoping would happen with this film. And then, of course, there's the remote viewing experiment, and there's all these other experiments. But that's the idea, is to take those tools naturally from what they just saw.
How does, because you were talking about, transforming DNA, human DNA. How does one transform because we're talking always about, you know, gene therapy and messing with, you know, even fruits and vegetables, you know, how to insect repellents of, you know, changing the DNA of it. How do we do that in humans safely? Do we do it through meditation? Do we do it through, you know, medical? How do we do that without altering it too much?
Or yeah, exactly. You know, people think that altering DNA is such a big deal. Like, of course, it's a big deal. But I mean, right. like geneticists have been, genetically engineering DNA for a very long time. And so they look at the gene that is responsible for this. They try to get rid of it. They try to, you know. So genetic manipulation or engineering is nothing new. But when you look at, for example, epigenetics, this is a proven science that shows scientifically that the DNA is not can be altered by the environment, the effect of the environment. And we're talking, what is the environment? I mean, we're talking not just the toxins in the right. air, but everything else. You know, maybe when you're bombarded with electromagnetic frequencies and mm-hmm. all sorts of things, which means that your DNA responds to everything, including your thoughts, including your emotions. In fact, I think, isn't that what the biology of belief, mm-hmm. oh my God.
Dr. Bruce Lipman.
Yes, yes. That's what he's demonstrating scientifically. And so this tells us that the DNA mutates depending on so many different factors. So why is it so crazy to think that your intention, which is actually your thoughts, it's your thoughts, your emotions, when you target specifically your DNA sequence and tell it to behave one way or another, you are generating, you're kind of creating the chemistry in your brain starts to change, which then affects yourself on a DNA level. And so that's how basically you are, of course, I'm like super, super simplifying this, but just to say that your thoughts and your emotions have an actual chemical and electrical component that on a cellular level is going to change and modify your DNA. And so that's why you better know what you're thinking, what you're projecting. And that is what we also demonstrated in the film.
Well, also, you know, the big thing now is Marvel, you know, the superheroes. Yeah. And when you say superhuman, a lot of people go instantly to this, like, genetically altered mutants from X-Men.
Spider-Man.
Yeah, Spider-Man, all these. And so can you clarify what superhuman means to you and what it could mean to us as a whole, as a human species?
Yeah, I'm not sure actually if it is the perfect word, but I wanted a word that kind of people could relate to. And to me, superhuman is just tapping into your superhuman abilities, meaning just not your day-to-day abilities. That's all. Oh, okay. Something that we're not thinking about, you know, such as your intuition, remote viewing, sensing energies, again, using your mind to alter things, to focus on things and alter them as opposed to a product outside yourself. So that's really what I mean. It has nothing to do with technology, you know, mm-hmm. AI or anything like right. that. And it's actually innate in all of us. So that's really my definition of superhuman.
You had a really good cast of people in this film. And how did you choose these people? Because they were kind of on every side of the spectrum of who you picked. And how did you choose these cast members?
Well, I don't know if you're talking about the scientists or the participants.
Actually, both. Because, yeah.
Well, the scientists, I mean, these are pretty well known in the field. Of course, Dean Radin, everybody knows who he is mm-hmm. by now. I mean, he's the pioneer in anything that has to do with parapsychology, with consciousness science. He's done so many experiments. So it was a no-brainer to include him. Glenn Ryan is because quantum biologist, I worked with Glenn for a long time. Actually, he was the first one that I did the DNA exercise with him. And we did at the time an experiment. And the very, very first time, I didn't know what I was doing. I was like, what? I'm going to change DNA? Okay, let me try that. And so even that very first time, the sample shot up. We were measuring the electrical conductivity going through the DNA sample. And the very first time it shot up 400%. And we were like, wait, is this a mistake? Let's do it again. So anyway, even those scientists who have been working in this field were blown away by some of this stuff. So they continue to want to work with me. Wow. I have an incredible astrophysicist from Harvard, Rudy Shield. You know, thank God, he was a friend of John Mack. And wow. So at Harvard, so he was very open already. He stumbled on all this UFO stuff and, you know, psi abilities through John. So that's why he was already very open. And so I wanted to include him because he's brilliant. The way he understands the universe, and now at the same time, kind of merge the two, you know, the understanding of the universe with the potential of human consciousness. He was also a very good friend with Edgar Mitchell, the astronaut who also founded IONS at the time. And so that's how those guys came about. They were already open, very interested. No one had ever done anything like this before in a film format, so they wanted to participate. Yeah, that's the science. I hope I didn't forget anybody. but for the cast, it was actually just through friends. And, you know, we did go through casting, but it ended up being just whoever felt that they would be willing and open to trying something like this on camera. And they ended up being amazing, actually. So, you know, we have an actress, Rachel Brooke Smith, and Corey Feldman, you know, so through friendship and through friends and through casting folks, that's how they came about. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, I could do this for years and years, but what's the point? The point is not that I can do it. The point is that anybody can do it. Anybody can walk in, we can show them how to move an object with their mind, and then they can do it. And so that's why I wanted to include as many people as I could think of.
Was there anybody in the cast, not the scientists, but the cast itself, that surprised themselves? And then even you were surprised what they got out of it or their results?
Yeah, Rachel was the most mind-blowing, I want to say, because when we did the remote viewing, she had never done anything like this before. Like, she had no idea what remote viewing was, actually. And so I said, well, maybe, like, the day before filming, I said, well, maybe you should read a little bit about it so you have an idea. But she walked in, and in fact, we shot that scene in Utah, and because we had other things there. And so... And she flew from California to Utah like the night before at 11 p.m.
Oh, wow.
And the next day she came directly to set. So she didn't, what I'm saying is she didn't really know, even though you have an idea what Utah looks like, but where we were, she didn't really know what the environment looked like or anything. And so we went directly to set and we're filming. And basically the experiment was me and a couple of other crew members, we were going to go somewhere remotely. And she was going to try to see what we were doing. That's remote viewing. And so through whatever shapes or colors or textures that we were coming in contact with. And so Paul H. Smith, you know, who worked in the Stargate program, remote viewing Stargate program in the government, who's now teaching it. I invited him to facilitate that scene. So he literally taught Rachel in 2 hours. And she nailed it. I mean, it was so precise. It was ridiculous. She was blown away. Everybody was blown away. I was blown away. So that was a lot of fun. And then because of this, we also did another scene with telekinesis. And that was also very, very interesting. We taught her how to move a small piece of paper, because that's how you start, under a glass, you know, and so she didn't know what she was doing. She was like, oh, I'm gonna talk to it. And all of a sudden she was like giving the piece of paper names and like talking to it as if it was a friend. And then she was just kind of like going with the flow. The second she said, I'm just going to give it love, love. The second she says love, that thing started turning.
Wow.
It was like on cue. And it was still like the entire time for like an hour. And we're rolling cameras. We're thinking, is this going to happen? Is this going to happen?
Right.
And she goes love. And the thing starts to spread. And we were like, shoot, you know, keep rolling, you know. And then, so that was really mind blowing to see someone coming with no expertise, not just no experience whatsoever, be blown away themselves. I was blown away. The crew was blown away. It's just very rewarding.
I'm sure.
Bonnie. Caroline, I feel like what you describe in that story is a shift, because Rachel could have potentially been getting frustrated. So I'd like to invite you to talk a little bit more about the mindset that we could all use. I mean, I want to find out some of these tools in our conversation here. What can people walk away with? So what are the blocks, and one, and two, what might be some tools that would be easy to put into play?
Yeah, so there's an actual protocol. I put together an actual protocol to be able to do anything, in fact, but it also applies for things like that, which is what Rachel did spontaneously. So the protocol has to do with a lot, with your belief system. If you go in thinking, oh, I can't do that, or this is ridiculous, or this will never work, or whatever, forget it. Like, don't even try, because your conscious mind is saying, I want to move this piece of paper, and your subconscious mind is saying, this is not going to happen. So let's even talk about it in terms of the piece of paper. The piece of paper is receiving two conflicting signals. Nothing's going to happen. And so that's the reason why, you know, we are working with laws of the universe, you know, how your mind interacts with mm-hmm. the physical world. So the first thing is to know what your belief system is. Then, of course, your mind focus, because we're so mind chatter, we're talk, we're all over the place in our mind. So there's a technique also that I call zero point. It's on my website. If people are interested, it's free, where you get to, it's not just mindfulness, it's a specific meditative technique where you align your mind with through a zero point, same with your emotional body and your physical body. So you're kind of, you're quieting from the mind chatter, and this allows you to focus very clearly. So that's another part of the protocol, through breathing and that focus. Now you are centered. Then you are clear on the belief system. If there are conflicting belief systems, you know, we go through a little bit of an exercise where you allow these beliefs to come up. So as you're focusing on a piece of paper, you start to feel anxiety, insecurity, disbelief, doubt. So instead of ignoring them and pretend they're not there, you bring them up and you say, I ask and intend to release.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The belief that this is not going to work. I'm not good enough. I can't do this. I am releasing this belief from every cell in my brain, in my physical body, in my back, in my hands, in my consciousness. And then you breathe it in. As you exhale, you imagine that you are purging that belief system, that frequency, you see? And you keep going until you are 100% neutral. When you're neutral, it means you're very detached. And that's when you begin. That's when things happen.
Neutrality.
Yeah. So it's a little bit of a process.
Yeah.
The intention also has to be clear. You know, for example, is the intention for me to move the object, or is the intention for me to collaborate with the object, just in a playful way, all of this is very important. People don't realize that all these little details have a lot to do with the outcome.
Well, if everybody's just tuning in and you're watching Truth Be Told, of course, and we're here with the amazing Caroline Corey. We're talking about her documentary, Superhuman, and we're getting some great information about her experiments and her working with some amazing scientists, because I think that's what a lot of people, once they see that conclusion on paper from a scientist, they have a tendency to believe a little bit more than a lot of just theory. And so you got to see, you know, this at work and seeing this in action. I know before we get into this next question, Bonnie, I know you had a question earlier before the show. Could you go ahead and ask that?
Sure.
Because I want to transition into something a little bit different here.
Caroline, one of the points in your film was very specifically about voice signature. Could you comment on that? I thought that was very interesting. Tony and I were both talking about, as somebody who's in front of a microphone, we'd love to hear your thoughts on that.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've, again, in the movie, what I tried to do is show many different angles that or different examples, how we as a physical being, as a consciousness, interact with the physical world. And so one of the things that I came across was analyzing the frequency of the voice. In fact, they use this technology in the medical field. What they do now, we don't hear about these things, but get this. So in some technology in the medical field, they realize that the voice is like a fingerprint. It's very, very unique to each individual. There are no two voices. Of course, they may sound alike, but when you analyze the actual frequency, it is a fingerprint. Hmm. And so when they realized that, they said, wait a minute, maybe we can do something with this. So they started to analyze a lot of the different signatures, and they could then, they said, they were able to isolate imbalances, because of course, when you do this analyzing a wide range of voice signatures, you start to see patterns, you start to see, correlations and things like that. So eventually they're able to isolate certain frequencies within the voice. For example, the frequency of cancer or diabetes or things like that. So they're basically using the voice to identify pathogens, which is crazy. Like, why are we taking blood cell, blood test, like injecting, these big needles in us, when you can do it with your voice. So anyway, I was researching that subject and I said, wait a minute, if our voice has this unique frequency, then it must be affecting the physical world in a very, very unique way. How do I demonstrate that? So I found one of the scientists, Don Estes, who worked with this technology where the voice shows not only the frequency, but the pattern. So I thought visually that's even more interesting than just seeing a graph like this with numbers. And so we did an experiment where it was Karina Smirnoff, again, another person, a cast member. So she was literally speaking through a microphone and the software was picking up the pattern of what she was saying, not just the signature. So we realized that, it was changing depending on what she was saying. And not just that, but the way she was saying it, meaning the energy, the way she was feeling. So because, think about this, you can tell someone, I love you, but then, that didn't feel, or you can say, right. I love you. You know what I mean? Like, there's an energy behind the words. Mm-hmm. So what we were picking up in those patterns were her unique voice signature. And the patterns were changing depending on what she was saying and how she was saying it, which is mind-blowing. This means that be careful what you're talking, what you're saying, what you're putting out there. The words you are using have a frequency, and the energy behind it, the way you're feeling about what you're saying, has a tremendous impact. So needless to say, when she was positive and happy, she was saying, we asked her, well, what is your favorite color? She would say yellow. I love yellow. It makes me feel happy. And she was saying these things and the patterns were changing. I mean, it was crazy. Before our eyes, they were making these very harmonious shapes and it was actually turning yellow.
Amazing.
And so this is a little bit like cymatics, if you're familiar with that. For those who are familiar with that, it was the same thing, but through the voice. And then she started to talk about something really bad, like negative in her life. And then we would see the patterns becoming completely chaotic and like a darker tone.
Oh, wow. So this is almost like
Think about this. It means, Tony, when you're talking, Bonnie, you are literally emitting not just a frequency, but in a pattern of information that people are receiving, are absorbing energetically. And that's why they gravitate towards one person versus another. They like one person, but you see, I mean, it's so, to me, this was so powerful.
It's very powerful. And I mean, I can think of a few examples where this applies, and we all understand and know this. How about the mother that knows the baby's cry? So already at birth, that would be, I think, one example where it's imprinted. And then another thought is, how hard is it to meet people online when you haven't heard how they speak?
Don't remind me.
No, but it's just an interesting time, and we need to come back to the mightiness of our vessels and what exists as physical beings. We forget all of this, and I think we turn ourselves over to technology, but I love the layers of healing that exist for all of us, and you are really demonstrating and proving out so much of it.
Yeah, and that's the idea, is to, when people watch this, I mean, they literally see it on the screen, the patterns are changing. You know, it starts to make you think, you know, wait a minute, I'm talking right now, I better know, not just to choose the words wisely, but also, am I aligned with what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because that is the imprint. You know, when she was saying, I like yellow, it wasn't that intellectual thing that was showing. It was when she was so happy. She was saying her the energy that she was putting out was the actual effect. It wasn't just the word. So that, I'm hoping people will start to stop and pay attention to the energy that they're putting out just by speaking, you know?
I think it's kind of like an audible aura. Like you can, you know, see your aura. If some people can see it just looking at Bonnie, I can see your glow, you know. I think the energy is, for example, there's somebody that's average looking. And then you have somebody that's stunning looking, but the energy of the average looking person is, they say, oh my God, their sex appeal, versus somebody that's stunning that has no sex appeal. I think it is kind of like that energy that people tend to go towards.
Right. You know? I mean, they there's that old term phrase, it's that je ne sais quoi.
Yeah.
Right? That little something.
Yeah.
And I think that, Caroline, you're really inviting us to explore that.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely take a message of neutrality because, you know, I said in the beginning, trying to be superhuman. But we know the old adage, do not try, do. And so, right, so let that go and just be. That's my word of the year, is be. So I think that you're demonstrating a lot of different opportunities for us to put into play.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, and I love, Tony, also what you just said before I respond to Bonnie, an audible aura. I love that because that's exactly it. It's like you see someone, but what we did in the film is make you hear who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And so I love that. I'm going to use that.
Anytime.
Can I use that? Yeah. And so that's exactly what, because then hopefully people, like what you're saying, Bonnie, that I'm hoping, like you were saying, people become conscious that what you're putting out there is not just words. It's like who you are. And so when you're trying very hard, it comes across. You know, when you're misaligned, it comes across. when you're authentic, it comes across. That's why you're attracted to somebody who's more aligned with who they are, with being authentic, versus, you know, you could be stunningly beautiful on the outside and, like what you were saying, just not aligned from the inside out. So I totally agree with what you guys are saying, and thank you for, you know, noticing, you know, that that's really the point of the film and the work that I do.
And Venus Psychic in the chat room said, the frequency of the voice can show you everything. And you are absolutely right.
Thank you, Venus. Yes. Yeah. I feel that.
Yes. Right? And I mean, they go as far as knowing, you know, just like you have an astrological chart, like you can have your voice analyzed, you know, and get a whole, I mean, not, I'm not suggesting people should do that. I'm just saying how, you know, this, the technology out there right now, studying the voice can tell us a lot about a person,
including our health.
Yes, right. Absolutely.
Like, and we're not talking about you've got a cough or something like that.
Why are we being poked and, you know, all this, like, it feels so invasive. Like, let me just speak into a microphone. Tell me what vitamin I need to take.
Right, you know? Right. Or what meditation I need to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's take it a whole another step.
Well, we have about 12 minutes left. I want to ask this question because, you know, truth be told, we always got to touch on something extraterrestrial just because, you know, that's our nature.
That's your truth.
That's our truth. Because I think, you know, many of us on this planet came from, you know, another dimension. And so, do you feel like we keep waiting for the spaceship to land? We want them to land right on our front yard and say hello and take me with them and all that good stuff. But with what you're talking about, with the superhuman, the DNA shift, the even telepathic communication, do you feel like we could actually, and I'm not, because I know you do already, greet our, you know, brothers and sisters from another dimension sooner by just telepathic or even just other ways besides physical? Because what you're doing with these studies, bending spoons and all this stuff, we can use that for communication to another dimension. Do you agree with that?
Oh, 100%. That's how I started out. I mean, when I was 5, I saw these beings and we were communicating telepathically. And at 5, I guarantee, like, nobody teaches you telepathy.
No.
And so, yeah, so it just happened spontaneously. I could see how they were literally transferring thought patterns like a zip drive. It was like a whole concept that fit into this little thing that transferred from their consciousness into mine. And then it would unzip, it would unravel, if you will, in my brain in the human language. Hmm. And so I knew, I could see, not just understand, but I could see how telepathy works. And if I did it at 5, it means it's a natural ability. Mm-hmm. And so all the people who are getting, you know, downloads, and that's exactly what's happening. That a stream of consciousness between the visible and the invisible is never severed. We are in constant communication, but because we're talking all the time, mantra, you know, all the time, they wait for us to be in a dream. They wait for us to be in a meditation so that those messages can come through. And so, but if you train yourself to have both, for example, right now I'm speaking to you consciously, but at the same time, I'm so aware, of course, I've been doing this my whole life, but right. That's the idea. I'm still connected with that stream of energy that is coming through me. So if you were to ask me a question, you know, I can tap into both very quickly and translate it into the human language so I can communicate it to you. So that is the real mastery. And so going back to extraterrestrials who are, I mean, it depends, but part of our spirit family, everybody right. has a different lineage. I have a different lineage than you or you. And so what we are in constant communication all the time since we're born until we leave. And so I think the idea is just to remind people that that's what we're doing. Because, yeah, waiting for them to show up, you know, it's, I mean, that's another, I mean, I could give my opinion on that, but I think we should first be paying attention to what we as individuals are receiving constantly from our extraterrestrial friends or spirit family, because that will is telling you what you're here for, what your purpose is about, why you're here in the first place.
Yeah, and I think for myself, I think a lot of people that have like abductions, I wasn't abducted, but an abductee, but a lot of people that are abducted, they feel like they had a dream, or they felt like they were in a certain mind set. You know, it was a mirage, you know, all these different things. But then they realized that something physical, spiritual, you know, emotional happened to them, and it affected them for the rest of their lives. And so, when, I mean, you've been doing this communication for so long, again, for the people that are listening that had a traumatic experience, because you seem to have had a really good experience and, you know, kind of very well grounded. How do you communicate safely or take it as more of a family oriented instead of just a threat oriented?
I'm so glad you asked that, because yes, especially my first experience was so amazing. I mean, it was so beautiful,
right.
Nothing scary. Like, it was just like a ball of unconditional love. It was, but I did have a couple of really, really bad ones.
Oh, really? Okay.
But it was part of kind of, it's when I was trying to figure out how I was doing it, and like, do I just talk to everybody that's out there? Because there's a lot of people floating around in our space,
right.
You know, not just extraterrestrials, but deceased relatives or just deceased people, all kinds of attachments, all kinds of thought forms floating around that we're not aware of. And these could have a very negative impact because we're interacting with the outer reality, visible and invisible. We're tapping into other dimensions, whether we like it or not. And so because of that, actually, before I started having, well, I had one really, really bad experience, for me to stop and discern, like kind of, I did a whole protocol when this happened to make sure that you don't attract these things, or when you do, or if you do, because you're tired or you had a couple of drinks or something, to quickly flush those energies out, and to make sure you protect and seal yourself so you're not attracting a negative influence. And so I want everybody to hear and to know that, you know, it we all want to speak to an ET. You know, people think like, oh, she talks to invisible people and it must be fun. It's a lot of fun, I have to say. I have a big advantage in a lot of ways. But please, I went through very rigorous self-discipline and training. I mean, a long time. And that's why I can help people now the way I do, because I do regressions. I facilitate all sorts of regressions, and I can discern what's happening. It's this type of entity that's latching onto you. It's that entity that's latching onto you here or whatever, and help them detach. But it's just because I went through this rigorous training kind of created this protocol. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when people say, I would love to talk to an ET. Yeah, don't talk to just anybody. I mean, that's you could be on a dangerous path. And then why waste your time? Like, it's almost like when you walk down the street, do you talk to everybody? You know, you come across, you don't.
Just kidding.
Yeah, you just hang out and you talk to the people that are relevant to where you're going, to who you are, to what your journey is about. So it's a little bit like that. I think people need to take it seriously,
right,
and just train themselves. But maybe Bonnie was going to ask me, what is the protocol?
Well, I will jump in and say, in the mind, being mindful of time, I think we keep ourselves well grounded, right? Caroline, would be one simple way that we could leave people with is to stay grounded in all of probably everything we do. But if we have if we feel incoming messaging, maybe again, kind of check in with the center of who you are and then assess where's that information coming from and what do I do with it?
Exactly. And be clear on your intention.
Yeah.
Do I just take in just because the guy sounds smarter than I am? Not so fast.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's what they do. They tell you things about you because they have kind of a vantage point. They see everything about your consciousness. So they would say something that, you know, kind of confuses you. Wait, how did he know? How did they know? Therefore, they must be bigger and better than me. Mm-hmm. And so then you open yourself out, you open your energy field and you allow it in. And so that's exactly it. So be careful, be grounded, and be clear on your intention. My intention at the beginning of the day, I do this every single day because people say, well, why don't you just do like protect yourself once in your life? Why do I have to do it again? Because you have to take a shower every day. It's kind of the same thing, or brush your teeth. You are interacting with the physical world. You know, that interaction brings it. So you have to keep flushing out. Every single day before I begin my day or I open my eyes, how do I feel? Flush out anything that doesn't feel good. What do I want today? One thing, stay aligned with source, keep my energy field sealed, attract only that which is aligned with who I really am, with the higher purpose.
Wonderful. And unfortunately, our time's up, but tell us again where people can find you, watch the movie, so we can get some more eyes out there and wake some people's consciousness up.
Yes, thank you. So the film, they can go to superhumanfilm.com. The film on extraterrestrial contact, which is really all about contact, and it has so much information. That movie's called Among Us. And they can find it on Amazon or Vimeo. But if they want to train, if they want to do any sort of training, whether it's telekinesis, remote viewing, or just the consciousness expansion, they can go to carolinecorey.com and they'll see a huge amount of classes and sessions. And from there, they can go to my YouTube channel. And there too, I have a ton of free stuff. Those meditations that I talked to you about, the sealing your energy, aligning mm-hmm. your energy, it's all on my YouTube channel so people can get started there as well.
Wonderful.
Brilliant.
Well, we thank you so much, Caroline. You've always deliver a great a documentary and just, you know, bringing your own experiences to our audience. And we appreciate that. And everybody's definitely loving what you're talking about because they're saying she is right. Thank you for sharing your stories. And Bonnie, real quick, Caroline, before you go, Bonnie, tell us about your show with Truth Be Told.
Well, I'm very excited, Tony. And I think some of the questions I was giving Caroline today are examples of what I'd like to do with Truth Be Told Transformation. Is I really want to find the tools and really kind of get into some specifics to help people find their truth is my goal with all of this. To transform. So I think it's going to be a really fun mix of people. We'll definitely keep it in line with the type of guests that Tony's been having. But Caroline, I just want to say this conversation is exactly what's very resonant with me, energy. And I feel it all the way over here in Burbank.
Awesome. So. Well, thanks so much for having me. This was so fun. You both look amazing. And Bonnie, your show sounds great. I want to be on it.
Maybe you'll come
you better
on my
be
show
on it.
Too. I have some other things to talk to you about.
Tony, well, you're awesome. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much as always. And thank you everybody for tuning in. And make sure you subscribe, share this show. Please download our podcast. You can find us pretty much anywhere. There's about 600 episodes out there that you can
amazing.
Listen to. So,
and they're all great.
They're all great.
They're great.
Darn it. They're great. Until next time, I'm Tony Sweet with Bonnie and Caroline.
Thanks again, Caroline. Thanks Bye-bye. For tuning in, everyone.
Bye, everyone. Bye-bye.
This has been another episode of Truth Be Told. Thank you so much for watching. Recorded live at UBN Go Studios in Burbank, California. Join us on social media. Facebook, Truth Be Told Radio. Instagram, Truth Be Told Paranormal. Go to Truth Be Told Worldwide for more information on upcoming shows. This has been a
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity. And the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.